Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, N-P-I-E-R.com, and certainly email them to get their free newsletter, which is very useful, and you will value it. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's also the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Their mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be here, Bruce.
As the father of teens... Well, actually, you're only the father of one teen, I believe. The other one is...
I don't have any teens anymore.
Austin is
Although you wouldn't necessarily know it.
Okay. I didn't realize Austin's now over 22?
He's 20.
Ugh, unbelievable. Time passes.
Unbelievable. Cool. I look so good for having a 20-year-old.
It's true. But you still even have a little bit of hair.
Not much.
We can argue over who has less. But anyway, on topic, teaching teens to care, not easy when their main emphasis, of course, is on things material, the opposite sex, and themselves. What would you offer as suggestions, and what did you do in your home, and what do you offer other men on this topic?
Well, I certainly have experienced frustration of having been highly committed to the work I do, watching my wife donate her time to one cause after another, rescuing animals, doing all these things, and then wondering how is it possible that our kids aren't just gravitating towards that same behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it was frustrating during the teenage years. Now, there are some kids who do that, and possibly some parents who are better at building that kind of community service into their lifestyle. And I think that if I had to do it all over again, we would have stuck more with insisting our kids stay involved. When they were younger, it was easy. You know, when they were in Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts, and that was part of their life, and we were volunteering in the community, we brought them along. And then when they became a little older in the teen years, you know, they had other things to do. They didn't want to do that. It wasn't cool anymore. And I think perhaps what I would do differently is to insist that a little bit of that is just part of our lifestyle, and that's the house rules.
I think that's an incredibly good piece of advice, and it fits with one of my ongoing mantras that being the best parent you can be doesn't mean you're their best friend. So if you're insisting on certain behavior, they may not like it, but if that's going to make them a better person, that's your job. And I think too many parents nowadays confuse being their kid's friend with being their best mom or dad.
Yeah, that's an epidemic. We've talked about that quite a bit.
Yeah, I know, but it's an ongoing issue, and I think this is a case. And I'm as guilty of making the same mistake you described. I have allowed my kids to not participate in our religion in any meaningful way. I've allowed the kids to walk away from some community service-related commitments just because I didn't want to put up with the whining or the complaints. So that becomes just the easy way out for me. And that, again, is my whole point. The easy way out isn't being the best parent you could be.
Well, you know, it's a problem, especially with single parents. You know, there's such a level of overwhelm that you get to a point where you're just thinking, I need to pick my battles.
You know, my wife recently suggested that one of the reasons that I was easy on my older son was because I felt such guilt over the divorce and the fact that his mother abandoned the family completely, as you well know. And I really had to dig inside to take that in and wonder, am I being easy on him because I feel guilty, or am I being easy on him because I'm lazy, or is she right? I'm not completely sure. As usual, I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. But what you just said about the single parent, they're absolutely struggling with not only doing both jobs, but certain issues of guilt as to why they're a single parent, and they're also trying to be mom and dad, and you can't be all things.
Right, and you know, the message to single moms and single dads is you just need help. I mean, if you're at a point where you have to choose which battles, but all are equally important, it means you need some help. Mm-hmm. To figure it out, especially single moms if you have boys. You know, you have to have some men around. Lately, I've been working with a lot of teens whose moms, you know, just have recognized that their boys are really thirsty for some mentoring, and their exes, for whatever reason, just haven't been involved.
Well, we've also talked about the Big Brother program, of which I've been a part of, and that's obviously a resource that single moms should take advantage of to take care of that potential missing male element.
Absolutely.
But
that's just a big sort of a gap in our support network that so many boys, and maybe we're off topic a little bit, but so many boys, at least that's our world, do not have the mentoring and the fathering they need. And there are so many men capable of providing that, but they don't realize they're capable of it. So they don't put themselves out. And then the process is a bit arduous at times, too. So there are a lot of barriers between the boys and these very capable mentors who are out there.
Yeah, well said. Well said. What else might you add to the general topic of teaching teens to care?
Well, I guess the good news is that when the kids get older, you begin to see that they have been paying attention.
You mean there's hope for me? Not for me, for my kids.
There's definitely hope for your kids.
Did I set you up or what?
No, that's a good distinction. That you know, my kids are older now, and we're beginning to see it. We see who they are and how they care and what they care about. And the teenage years are tough, and it's a very, you know, self-indulgent time. But when they get older, you know, everything that you've done, and this is the part that parents, you know, you just have to have some faith, that if you're consistent and you're committed and your values are clear and they're demonstrated, you know, day in and day out, the kids are paying attention. It's just a matter of time before they come back to it.
You were slightly self-recriminating about what you would have done differently, but I'd love to hear an example or two of how it's come back in a positive way. Obviously, you and your wife did plenty good because you have two good kids, and I know you. So give me an example of something I might be able to look forward to that you were kind of just pleased that your son or daughter did in recent times that made you realize that some of what you had raised them with actually stuck.
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind is an easy one, is that we have a lot of rescue animals because my wife is a rescuer. She started with me when I was 19.
Well, that's an ongoing project.
Yeah, but I'm pretty well house trained now. and so now we have several dogs and cats, and our kids love the animals, right, as most kids do. And they're always looking. You can see, especially my son, it's just his heart's wide open to animals. And you can see what he's going to do in the future. You can see that connection is there, that sensitivity is there, and so that's it's always nice to see. My daughter, when she was an undergrad, she started doing some part-time work at the preschool on campus, and so my wife could start to see that the way she mothered her, that maternal instinct is there.
Cool.
Right? So in time, it all starts coming back, and you see evidence. Parents, mom and dad, just, you know, keep breathing through the teenage years. If they're giving you a hard time, chances are most of all that works out, even though in the moment some of these crises seem like it's the end of the world. It usually isn't.
We are, as usual, almost out of time, Wayne. Where can people reach you?
They can reach me at bettermen.org. You can find out how I work with men individually on the phone and Skype all over the country. And our men's groups and our annual weekend in the Santa Barbara area is an initiation into manhood you don't want to miss.
I can vouch for that. And next week we're going to have a special open mic, open subject show in which Wayne will share some interesting new information, which I will leave at that for the moment. And thank you for joining me for this show, Wayne.
Terrific. Have a great great week.
Okay. Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. We'll be right back.
There are people dying.